Life can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Maria DeMars. And today, we don't have a guest. We're just ranting on our own. We are ignoring the advice of a guest we had early in the week that said nobody wants to hear an unhappy, sullen podcast host. And going on about how the human race has disappointed Maria and how I think people are a bunch of liars. So you want to start first, Maria, or shall I go?
How about I get my one rant out of the way, and that'll leave you the rest of the time to just rant and rant and rant. And that way, you won't even have to take breaths for air.
I breathe air.
Not when you're ranting. My rant more comes along the lines of, we are doing Kickstarter. You can go back us. It's every social media page that you have probably seen. If you don't follow us on social media, go to 7generationgames.com, and it is right there on the very front of our webpage. If you do follow us on social media, it's probably everywhere. My frustration is we're doing this Kickstarter, and we've done a couple of Kickstarters, and we know they're a lot of work. So it's not a frustration over how much work it is, but it's just frustration about, you know, we're asking people who say they support us and believe in what we're doing and lots of, you know, oh, here, retweet, great job, whatever. Say, look, can you help us out? Back us a dollar, buy our product. People aren't. I mean, lots of people are. I mean, really nice, good people. Oh, you're about to interrupt me, I can tell.
I was just going to say to the 71 people who did, love you.
Right. I was saying, and there's a lot of people that have backed us. So it's not everyone is just so disappointing, but there's a lot of people who, you know, have said over years, hey, will you back my Kickstarter? And I back their Kickstarters. And it's not even that I thought their Kickstarters were particularly amazing ideas. Some of them I did think were amazing ideas, but you just do it because that's your friend or that's somebody you know or it's somebody you're happy to help out. And then you kind of hope that someday you will get that in return. And you don't necessarily. So, you know, and I'm not the kind of person that calls in people and says, I have a big favor every 2 weeks. So when I do ask for a favor, especially like a little favor, you would like to think that people would actually come through. And now the point is, though, on the flip side, there are some people who I totally would never have ever expected to back our campaign, which have. And that, you know, is that reaffirming that there's good in the world, not just, oh, good giving us money, but it's that more of support. It's not even about the number of dollars or anything like that. It's just, wow, there's actually people who are supporting what we're doing. And that's really great. And the people that aren't, you're just kind of, I was saying someone, when you do a Kickstarter, you're sometimes very, very pleasantly surprised by people you would never expect, but unfortunately sometimes disappointed from people that you would expect to help you out.
See, and I don't get disappointed because I expect everybody to be a lying dirtbag. Almost everybody.
That's going to be my new life outlook philosophy.
You know, and the funny thing is, you actually see who it is that backed you on Kickstarter. So if it shows up anonymous, that just means that that person doesn't want their name shown because there has to be some way to charge their credit card. So I find it's really funny. We did a Kickstarter campaign, like she said, a couple of years ago, and there were a few hundred people backed us, and thank you very much. That was lovely. And there were two or three times that many people who said they backed us. And what was even crazy, okay, now I can understand you get busy, right? So you say, oh, I'm going to back you. And I just had something come up with someone I knew, and they were doing a Kickstarter campaign. I thought it was a cool idea. It was Native American comics, and she's Native American, and it was, you know, a cool idea. And I thought, oh, Christ, I almost forgot to back her. I went and looked, and it was still open. I backed it. Okay, I get that. Or I get, it could have just as easily gone the other way, and I forgot. And darn, I told her I would back her. I meant to, but now it's, you know, August 17th, and it was too late. Okay, that again. But the part where then you lie to their face later and say, oh, I backed you on Kickstarter. I'm thinking, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I wonder if those people don't realize that you see who actually backs you.
I don't know. So that's why I said people are lying dirtbags. Not everybody. Not you people who are listening to us, because, of course, you're amazing. Probably. So that's one thing that I was going to rant along with Maria. And then the other thing is, we've talked about it before, it irks me, I think, more than it does Maria, is hashtag slacktivism. So those people that retweet, oh, women in tech, diversity in tech, equality, education, STEM, or whatever their stupid hashtag is today. I think that everybody who tweets every time, like, Google Boy comes out and says, women aren't good enough to be programmers, and he gets like 30,000 visits in a book.
Ex-Google.
Yeah. And then we're actually out here at 1:30 in the morning, you know, adding database features to the games, and people are interviewing ex-Google Boy. And
I say, this is where I think you and I are flipped, because I just, anything anyone puts on social media, I just view it as like throwaway words mostly.
Well, I guess you're right. And maybe I do agree with you. I'm just sort of disgusted or disappointed or whatever. You know, if you're so big on women in tech, how many Kickstarters have you backed, or Indiegogo campaigns have you backed run by women?
Or just products in general.
And I actually have, because, hey, maybe it'll be a good idea. And you think, oh, and I had somebody says, well, you think just because you're a women-owned company, people ought to back you. No, I think because we make really cool stuff, people ought to back us. But I do want to talk about the whole lack of funding for women-owned companies. And it was that communist rag publication, Fortune. Yeah, Fortune, the business magazine, that had a couple of articles on the disparity in funding. And so you have sort of a vicious circle or self-fulfilling prophecy where companies that had a female founder, not majority female owned, but just one female founder on the team, got 17% of investor funding. Women-owned companies got less than 3% of...
2.2, yes, since we're very math-specific here.
Of venture capital funding. So seed funding, in case you're not familiar, is sort of like the initial early rounds of funding that you get. So if men are getting, you know, 5 or 6 to 1... as far as funding at the early stage, then their products are more likely to get off the ground. They're more likely to get that early marketing push. They're more likely to have those extra features if they're 6 times as likely to get funded. And then the next go round, you have, what, over 30?
$50 for every $1.
Right. And so they're saying, oh, it's not because we're biased. Look, they're further along. Yes, because they got 6 times as much money. And the same thing then perpetuates itself again with, you know, venture capitalist. If you're giving less than 3% of your funding to women-owned businesses, and even then, so 5% of deals are to women, but since they get less money per deal, they're getting 3% of the funds, and then say, oh, look, women aren't building these companies. You know, I just ran into that with somebody not that long ago who's an investor, and he said, why are you seeking funding? And I said, because we've been very successful in getting funds for research and development through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, thank you, USDA, to fund projects to help rural and youth development, like kids on reservations and in rural communities. But those funds are restricted, and you can't spend them on marketing. So we're looking for money for marketing to let people know about our games. And he said, well, you don't have as many users as I would like. Why don't you spend more money on marketing?
This is where we need one of those cymbal kind of sound effects.
Dennis, can you put a cymbal sound effect in there? Like a clash. Like a psh,
psh, kind of like a joke punchline, but a really bad one.
I'll put some kind of sound effect in there.
Okay.
It's probably going to be like a chicken.
A chicken would be good.
I do have a chicken sound effect. We have one from a game, remember?
Yes, okay. You could put the chicken sound effect in from Forgotten Trail. So that's my thing about how men get more funding and then they make more of the companies, and then it's turned around to say, oh, well, women just don't want to lean in, or they should ask for more money, or they should try harder. And it's very, very frustrating to see all this hashtag women in tech. We need more diversity in STEM. We need women in STEM. And yet we're here. We're not fucking invisible, people. And yet a lot of those on social media all the time act as if, gee, it would be really nice if there were these women-owned companies out here, at the same time as there are women really, really busting their ass every day.
Right. Well, and I wrote a blog post on our site not that long ago, kind of about women and funding. And someone said, well, why do you think that women companies should get funding instead of male-owned companies? And what makes you should just get money because you're a woman and you think you don't have to have the same standards? That's not at all what it is. And I hate it when people say that. Like, oh, because you said you're a woman-owned company, that male companies should, women should be held to lesser standards. No, I think they should be held to the same standards. And I think that's what the problem is right there, is that women are held to this standard of, you have to do all of these things and make all of this money, and we're not going to give you money till you hit here. Whereas men, it's like, eh, not a bad idea. Okay, you're good. And that's what drives me crazy, is whenever you say, hey, you should fund women-owned companies, they say, well, you know, just because we'd have to lower the bar for women. No, if you actually look at the data and the numbers and the facts and the, everything shows that women-owned companies fare as well, if not better, than male-owned companies or founded companies. And that's what drives me crazy, is it's not that you're lowering the bar for women, but you should maybe actually have the bar the same for everybody.
It's not even lowering the bar. Yeah, that's that thing that really drives me crazy. Well, we're not going to fund women-owned companies. We're not going to lower the bar just to fund women-owned companies. In fact, not only is the bar higher, but it keeps raising. And Sheryl Sandberg, in her book Lean In, talked about the fact that women are judged based on their accomplishments, but men are judged based on their potential. So this guy's idea looks like it might be successful, so we'll give him some money. Where a woman comes in with the same idea, and it's like, well, have you ever actually built any games before? And then once you've built the games, well, but do you actually have at least 5,000 users? Okay, when you're over 5,000 users, well, how many paying customers do you have? Oh, okay, well, you have school districts buying them, but do you have any data showing that they actually work? Now, not to mention that very, very few educational games do, but we do.
Oh, yeah. Or the, oh, well, but it took you a long time to get to that 10,000 users. It took you, you have 7,500 users. Oh, yeah, but I wanted somebody that got that in the first 3 days. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right. And then in comparison, again, those people who got 80,000 users within a year often had a huge marketing budget. You know, this, oh. Oh, here.
Or okay. Where they weren't generating revenue on all of those users.
Right. They were free. They were giving them away free. But, oh, here. So you want to see Maria get really upset? She tries to be the cool one. So, Maria, what do you feel about viral marketing? Why don't we just do a YouTube video and it'll go viral? We'll get Rhonda to be in it.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you the next person? Actually, I may have slapped the last person that told me about viral. I don't even have words, so you can't get me that worked up, because I don't even have words, because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Viral is not a plan.
This idea that you're going to go out and film something on your cell phone in 30 seconds, and then 80 million people are going to watch it, and then that's going to skyrocket you to fame and market success is, what is the word I'm looking for, Maria?
Fucking stupid.
Oh my God. I got rid of swear on the podcast. My life has been made. Yeah. First of all, the odds out of all the hundreds of millions of videos of your particular one going viral. What's that word about? You know, Charlie bit my finger. Guess what? What did that Charlie kid sell? Nothing. So what good did it do him? So first of all, odds are like nothing. Secondly, even if it does happen, it's not like people run out and say, oh, I saw this. Let's go to Charlie's dentist. Like the kid, there's another one where the kid like had laughing gas.
No, but I did read like the Charlie family, they ended up being able to make a little money off it. But yeah, there's no products that go crazy off it. And if your whole product strategy is YouTube viewer, what is it? Monetization, then good luck.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Maria, your more than ordinary co-host and CEO of Seven Generation Games, asking you to please back our Kickstarter for Aztec Games. Now, through September 5th, you can help us reach our goal and get Aztec Games out faster and further. Give a dollar and get our first two games in the Aztec series. For $25, you can get your name in the credits. That makes you, like, a tiny bit internet famous. And you'll be supporting a whole classroom to get the games. With rewards from a dollar and up, you can get cool stuff, not to mention our undying appreciation. You could even score yourself a spot right here on this very podcast. Just go to 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter.
So, I think, do we have anything more to rant about, or have we ranted sufficiently? I think it's a sufficient rant. So my tip is, back us on Kickstarter. Don't be a jackass and just tweet #women in STEM or diversity in tech. And that, you know, if you're really that concerned about it, take 5 seconds and $5 and going back some company that is not getting funded through the traditional route. You probably got $5. I mean, if you could afford an iPhone or, you know, an Android phone or something to listen to this, you probably got a credit card and a couple dollars. Go and back one of those companies. If enough people did it, it would make a huge difference. And I want to say, too, just as my semi-tip, you know, we put our money where our mouth is. I wrote a blog this week on why I quit my nice, comfortable job. The world is full of people who see things they want to be different and yet don't lift a finger. You know, the example I often give is where I used to work next door to this school in the inner city. And we were a whole 4-story building full of people with graduate degrees in math and computer science. And I said, why don't we go next door, literally walk out our door, walk into the school next door, and each of us, you know, give an hour a week. I mean, with hundreds of qualified professionals donating an hour a week of their time to tutor these kids, how much of a difference do you think that could make? And people in my department acted like that was the stupidest idea they ever heard. And yet, on a regular basis, probably daily, people in that same building complained about how poor our educational system were and how poorly prepared kids were to get into the university and major in things like math and computer science. So that's my thing. Be the change you want to be in the world.
I'm going to kind of call that a rant tip. Okay. It's like the equivalent of a story question. It is a rant tip. Yeah. My tip is back our Kickstarter and don't ever say that anything involving your plan is going to go viral, because everyone will just roll their eyes at you, because viral is not a plan.
And that's my tip. And Maria's at the slapping stage, so if you do say that, be outside of arm's length.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.